Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on March 15th, 1978. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
Now, no one please talk or anything while we're doing this.
Yes, give me another light.
This is the direction of Our Lady.
Oh. Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Let me know when you're ready, please.
Are you giving me my tape?
Yeah.
You ready?
Ready?
Ready? Mm-hmm. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, a short time before I started for the vigil grounds, Our Lady instructed me to carry a copy of the Bible with me. And when I reached the grounds, I was to read from Romans 1. In our world today, there are many who do not read or know the words of the Bible. Many of the things, the abominations being committed in the world today, have been spoken of in the Bible and proven beyond a doubt that man is following a complete road to his own destruction by his actions, and the greatest curse upon mankind now is sin. Now, in Romans 1, it speaks of a humanity without Christ. In our present world, man is trying to create an image that has no representation to a God, a real God, but he is creating an image of man as a God using humanity and humanness, a false front that basically is evil. We can, Our Lady said, feed the body and starve the soul. And the world goes about now trying to bring, they say, they cry peace and goodness to mankind, but there will be no peace until man turns to his God and stops his worship of idols and the creation of idols. And they do not have to be only graven images of stone and wood, but idolatry is being practiced when a man seeks to make a god of himself, a worship of the body, as we see now in the blatant outpouring of sex leading to immorality, paganism, and all forms of despicable evils. Now, reading from Romans, it speaks of this humanity, man without Christ. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and wickedness of those men who in wickedness hold back the truth of God from mankind, seeing that what may be known about God is manifest to them, for God has manifested it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, his everlasting power also and divinity, being understood through the things that are made. And so they are without excuse, seeing that although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God or give thanks, but became vain in their reasonings, and their senseless minds have been darkened. For while professing to be wise, these scholars and scientists and even pastors, they have become fools, and they have changed the glory of the incorruptible God for an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Therefore, God has given them up in the lustful desires of their heart to uncleanness, so that they dishonor their own bodies among themselves, they who exchange the truth of God for a lie and worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God has given them up to shameful lusts, for their women have exchanged the natural use for that which is against nature. And in like manner, the men also, having abandoned the natural use of the woman, have burned in their lust one towards another, men with men, doing shameless things, and receiving in themselves the fitting recompense of their perversity. And as they have resolved against possessing the knowledge of God, God has given them up to a reprobate sense, so that they do what is not fitting, being filled with all manner of iniquity and malice, immorality, avarice, wickedness, being full of envy, murder, contention, deceit, malignity, being whisperers and gossipers, detractors and hateful to God, irreverent, proud, haughty, plotters of evil, and disobedient to parents, foolish, dissolute, without affection, without fidelity, without mercy. Although they have known the ordinance of God, were taught and trained even, they have not understood that those who practice such things are deserving of death. And not only do they do these things, but they applaud others doing them. In other words, in simple language, homosexuality is an abomination in the eyes of God, and women who replace their roles as mothers and women in the homes, and who cast aside their rightful places as mothers and as teachers of children, leading them to their God. They have cast aside their roles as ordained from the beginning of time by God the Creator, and as such, they shall receive a just chastisement. Amen. The sky all about the statue overhead is becoming a most beautiful blue. It is a color blue that I cannot describe in human words, and I don't even think any painter could put on a drawing or painting these colors. I surely, with others, will look forward to being in heaven and enjoying the profusion of these beautiful colors. Our Lady is now coming through the sky directly over the statue. Oh, she looks absolutely beautiful. Our Lady has on a flowing white gown. Her mantle is a stark white, brighter than sugar. Oh, it's a beautiful white. It's very difficult to look straight into the center of Our Lady's features because of the tremendous light. Our Lady has her hands like this in prayer. Her rosary is still about her waist. I can see the most beautiful rosary about Our Lady's sash. The sash is a deep blue. It's similar, the blue, to the color that I saw as Our Lady was coming through the sky. Now, over on the right side, there is a man now coming forward. I can see him very well. He's much taller than Our Lady. Our Lady looks like a little girl next to him. He has on a tan type of, almost a brown cape all about his shoulders, and he has on brown sandals. They're cut with two cords across his toes and his instep, and he has a wooden stick. It's not a crozier. It's just a stick, a long stick, and he's walking forward. Well, he's floating, too. He doesn't really walk. I can't explain it, but he's moving without moving his feet. Now he's very close to Our Lady. He's on Our Lady's left side now. And they're both smiling. Our Lady is placing her fingers to her lips and pointing over. And the man now, he's smiling. He has quite a long beard. I can see, I believe it's brown. The light is so bright, it's very difficult to see the exact colors unless he's moving to the right or the left a little bit. Oh, it's Joseph. I know it's St. Joseph. Oh, my. Now he is placing his two fingers to his lips. My child and children of the world, it is not often that I choose through the direction of the Eternal Father to come forward and speak to you. But your world now is passing through a crisis. You must all recognize the test that is being placed upon mankind. Evil creations from hell, all manner of abominations are entering into the homes of your nation and the countries throughout the world. It will be an absolute necessity now for all parents to act as a director, a leader in the homes. The greatest attack from Satan shall be upon family life. If you break down the family, you will break down the nation. My children, I cry too bitter tears of remorse for what we see now happening in your world, the earth. Man is plunging fast to the brink of his own destruction. There is no place for man to hide from what shall come upon him. It is well, children of the earth, that you spend now your time in prayer and penance. Many shall die soon. Many shall die without the opportunity to make amends for the salvation of his soul. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer now, going throughout your world and your country. You must follow the direction well of the Mother of God, Mary Most Holy, or you shall be destroyed as a nation. Our Lady now is moving forward. She's coming closer down to the statue. She's now taking her rosary from about her waist and holding out the beautiful golden crucifix and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I can see now that Our Lady is crying. My child, the forces of evil have gathered to bring on a great destruction to many. My children, I have gone to and fro crying to you to prepare you, to try to direct you away from what is fast coming upon you. How many have listened to my direction, the directions from heaven? How many have acted upon them? Too few. I have asked you in countless visitations to earth to pray and pray again that Russia would not send her errors throughout the world. But you did not listen, carried away with the cares of your world, being materialistic, casting aside spirituality for power and greed. What will you gain if you obtain this power and you leave your earth without merit and cannot enter the eternal kingdom of heaven? There are scoffers. There are many who go about saying, and when is he coming, my son, upon earth? He who says he is king? When shall he return? I say unto you, scoffers and unbelievers, he shall come when he is ready to come. For if he does not come, there will be no flesh left upon your earth. Oh, my children, prayer and penance is the major now blockade against invasion. You will all keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and the countries of the world. These prayers must not be stopped. My child, you will not concern yourself with rumors or disquieting of your spirit by words. You will keep within yourself and accept all that comes your way, neither questioning nor wondering, my child. For heaven has a plan for all. Remember, my child and my children, when the thorns pierce and they become difficult to absorb without great pain, you will say, my Jesus, my confidence. My Jesus, my confidence. Bless you, my children and my child, for the many hours you spend in sending the message throughout the world. When we are all gathered together at the end of this great battle, you will understand the many, many souls that have been brought to heaven through your efforts, uncounted now upon earth, but counted, I assure you, my children, in heaven. My child, You must not slacken the pace of the written work. The message must continue to be dispersed with great haste. Needless to repeat, my children and my child, man has brought himself to this point of time. We had all begged, we had waited and hoped that man would not push himself faster into what was to take place in the future. But Earth years have gathered, and too few have accepted the counsel from heaven. Every man, woman, and child of conscionable age shall be tested in the days ahead. Keep the sacramentals in your homes and on your persons. Guard well your household from the infiltration of evil. My children, I repeat again, you must not abandon your parish churches. We do not want the doors to shut. You must remain there and suffer with my son and set a good example. The enemies of your God, in many forms, with many names, go about the world now with a major plan of destruction for my son's church. You will pray for your bishops. You will pray for your cardinals. And I say, woe unto the pastors that have scattered the sheep. Parents must teach the children well, give them a firm foundation of their faith. The good books are gathered, my children, that makes our hearts light. Continue to retain them for the near future. They will be needed. My child, you will read over the white book and absorb the pages. As I directed you in the past, they will come in handy now, my child. Now Our Lady is going back up into the sky. She's floating backwards. I can't explain it. She's just weightless and carried back almost upon the wind. And Our Lady is looking all about now, and she's raising the crucifix of her rosary and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. Now St. Joseph is still standing. He's a very meek-looking man. He's smiling. And I can see that he has a great feeling. Oh, I can see he's looking over to Our Lady, and there's such an expression of love. I can't explain it. It's beautiful. It's such a beautiful expression that, oh my, I'm sure that St. Joseph should be an inspiration to all fathers in the homes. Now Our Lady is coming forward a little over. Now she's coming down over our statue, bending over, and she's touching her lips with her first finger. My child, now, you will take a series of photographs. Read them carefully, and you will get your next direction. Much of what is in these photographs, my child, must be kept secret for a time.
Thank you.
Our Lady, also from it known that man must not seek revenge upon his brother. Our Lady has said many times, my son came not to change the law, but to make it known to man who did not understand the true meaning of the laws. The commandments of God will not be changed to satisfy the carnal nature of mankind. A great test will be sent to mankind, a major warning that will bring many back to the faith, but many shall still see and not believe. The knowledge of the supernatural must be acknowledged by the pastors in the churches. Demons are loosed upon earth now. They are an actuality. They are a living entity. They have come now from hell for one purpose, to promote a great destruction to the world. Satan now is loosed upon earth, taking on human form to work the will of the Prince of Darkness and his consorts from hell. All sacramentals were given for this reason. The forces of darkness are great. Unless the parents teach their children of the existence of this other world, unseen to the human eye, the children cannot then be protected from the attacks of these agents from hell. My child, they are real. They are living, and they have great power. They too possess names, as do the high angels in the kingdom of your God in heaven. It is truly, my children, a war of the spirit. It is the time for the separation of the sheep from the goats. You are all now being tested. And if you fail, you shall receive the mark of the beast. And if you pass through this crucible, you shall emerge with the sign of the living God upon your forehead, recognizable to all who are your brothers in the light. Our Lady now is moving very high up into the sky. St. Joseph is on our right side, that would be Our Lady's left side, and coming down now from high in the sky, there are many, many angels. Oh, it's so beautiful. The whole sky is lighted, and the angels are dressed in all the colors of the rainbow. Oh, it's just so beautiful. It's like spring. Now, they're holding the angels, one rose in their hands, like this. The roses are a deep, brilliant red, oh, a blood red color. And now they're tossing the roses down like this. And they're falling now to earth. Oh, oh my. Now Our Lady is placing her first finger to her lips. My child, if you think carefully, you will know now why the Eternal Father chose to use the name of roses. Oh, one of the reasons the Eternal Father chose your city and your state for my appearance was because of abortion, the murder of the holy innocent. Your nation without repentance shall be first struck. Close, my child, your lips now, and do not repeat what I say to you now. All about the trees, there is a deep pink light coming out of the sky, bordering all the trees. It's lighting up the sky and making it a beautiful pink haze. There's no way I can explain it other than that it's a light. But yet it's there, it's creating a deep pink haze in the center of the sky over Our Lady's statue and the flag. Now, high up in the sky is opening. Oh, it's just beautiful. The light now is a brilliant glass-like white, and Jesus is now coming through the light and into this haze, this pink haze. It's beautiful. Now, Jesus is coming over, directly over Our Lady's statue. He has nothing upon his feet, no sandals. It's quite windy. Jesus has a beige gown, a very long, full beige gown. And he, about his shoulders, there's a deep burgundy-colored cloak. I believe it has a headpiece like a hood on it, because I can see over his shoulders. The hood has been sort of laid down behind his neck. Now, Jesus has the case bound by a, it looks like a piece of gold cord at his neck. Now, Jesus is coming forward. He's floating forward. And he's standing like this with his hand extended like this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. He's looking all about now, and it's quite windy because his hair is blowing now, loose from about his neck. Jesus' hair is about shoulder length. I can see it. It looks almost like a... Oh, it's not red, but I believe it's this case that's casting the reflection. Reddish-brown hair, that's what his hair looks like tonight. Now he's touching his first finger to his mouth. My child and my children, the events taking place now in your world are a forerunner for the major war that is heading to mankind. With all the warning given from heaven, both major and minor warning, man has learned nothing and has not benefited by it because he has allowed himself to become blind. I have repeated and repeated the counsel from heaven, and needless to say, it has fallen upon deafened ears. My children, the pages of the book of life are turning faster and faster. John gave you the events of your time, and many do not recognize the signs. Man has made sin a way of life, and sin is insanity. The young, the children are the major victims now of the elders. But woe to the parents for their lack of discipline. Woe to the parents who have not guarded well the souls of their children. For I say unto you, these very children shall turn upon you. For it will be father against son, and mother against daughter, discord within the home. The greatest strength for parents in your so-called modern civilization is the knowledge that the eventual triumph over this evil will be for heaven. Even my church shall come out of the conflagration renewed. The test will be great, but this will be allowed to mankind as a manner to separate the sheep from the goats. The harvest will be great, but those who did not listen of free will and made no effort to repair the cracks in my house, my church, and those who did not listen and made no effort to save their souls and the souls of their families and children, they shall be caught up in the harvest and burned. I say to you, woe to the man who brings scandal to the young. The reaper shall cut you down. The angel of death, exterminatus, has been loosed upon mankind. You who reject the knowledge of the supernatural shall be lost. You who do not prepare and safeguard your household shall be lost. After the great chastisement, only a few will be saved. In your arrogance, O man of sin, you believe in your arrogance that you shall escape a punishment? I say unto you, as you have sown, so shall you reap. My children of light, you will continue in your efforts to save your brothers and your sisters. The scoffers will increase, but you cannot be moved by their reactions. You will try to save them, even against their will. Give the message to your brothers and sisters, and then go on, for there are many to be saved. Do not, my child and my children, concern yourself with trivialities. It is only pride and the need for more virtue of humility that will make you concerned of the opinion of mere man. Pray, my child and my children, for the strength to proceed without interference. In Rome, there will be a great crisis of faith. The forces, the red forces of communism shall invade the papal seat. Many who now wear the crown of the red hat have become members to this party. My children, because too few have cared to seek out the truth, too few have asked for the light, for I say unto you, if you believe, you will be given the way. But even those who give all protestations of belief, who cover themselves with righteousness, in their hearts they are unbelievers. That is why, my children, I have said that many are called, but few are chosen. And he who calls Lord, Lord, the loudest, does not always enter the portals of heaven. For I look into the heart, and judgment comes from the heart. I ask you, my children, to divest yourselves of worldly materialism. You must seek the spiritual, for only the spiritual seeking will bring you into the spiritual kingdom. If you are of the world and you cover yourselves with all of the materialistic seeking, if you gather your treasures in power and money, you shall be lost. For you cannot ransom yourself with prestige or power across the veil. You will enter the kingdom, the eternal kingdom of heaven, only by merit. So, my children, store up your treasures in heaven, where neither robbers, nor rust, nor moth may dispose of them. For everything upon earth is vanity and passing, and not one man or woman or child can deny that he will also be as passing. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer. You must not reject the existence of the angel guardians. They have been given to you for a reason, and you must call upon them often. There are many warriors from heaven now upon earth. As you progress into the battle of the spirit, many prodigies will be given upon earth, but you must test the spirit. You must pray for your vicar, for Paul the Sixth. He is truly being crucified by his own disobedience and arrogance around him. His enemies sit with him at his table, plotting his removal. My children, you will all reread the messages from the past. As it was given, so will it be, my children. There is a time for all to come about. Now Jesus is placing his hand in front of him like this, with the two fingers extended, and he's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is gathering his cloak about his shoulders. It's very windy, and he's cutting now across the sky. He's just floating across the sky on our left side, and he's bending over now and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is turning, and he's looking up. Oh, Our Lady is coming down now from the sky, and St. Joseph is next to her. Jesus is smiling. I can see, he's just radiant, and I can't see his eyes. It's the light is so brilliant, it's difficult to look into his face. But I can feel everything, every emotion I cannot explain how, but I can feel every emotion that he seems to be sending out of me. Oh, there's such a great emotion of love and family. Now Jesus is bowing his head and he's now touching his lips with his first finger. My child, you will continue with your mission, following the direction of my mother. You will be given much help in the near future. Do not be concerned of rejection, my child. You will pray more. It will bring you a great quiet of spirit. Now Jesus is cutting across the sky. He's going, Our Lady is turning now, and she's going ahead of now, and Our Lady is backing. She's letting Jesus pass. He's cutting across the sky. Now he's bending over. He's over on our right side, just between the two trees, and he's making the sign of the cross now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's nodding. Our Lady now is motioning with her hand. My child and my children, continue now with your prayers of atonement. Read the photographs carefully, my child.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on March 15th, 1978. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.